Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
The internet is so very, very big and wide. You want a website with beautiful design. If you want it to stand out on all of those pages, give you more money, increase your wages. The only place to go is Squarespace.
Oh, they make it easier to turn your idea into a website. I tried to make a website with pen and paper, but it didn't work out, cause that's not how websites work. You're gonna turn to Squarespace sooner or later, and so there's nothing to install, patch or upgrade ever. Can you make a website out of macaroni? Never. You can't make it out of construction paper or out of string. You're gonna need Squarespace, because that is the thing.
So the only place to go is Squarespace.com for a free trial.
Free trial.
Only place to go is Squarespace. When you're ready to launch, not now, in a while, use the offer code, give it a look. You gotta know that that offer code by now is off book.
You save 10% on your first purchase of a website or domain. We're gonna end by singing the name.
Squarespace.
Squarespace, because you can't make a website by drawing with pen and paper. No explaining why you gotta leave work, fighting traffic or uncomfortable waiting rooms. BetterHelp lets you connect with an experienced professional therapist in a safe and private environment.
Text your therapist anytime, plus schedule phone, video, or chat sessions when it's convenient for you. Get help at your own time and place.
Help at your own time and
get
place.
Get help at your own time and place.
And if you want to learn more, sign up, go to betterhelp.com/offbook. Enter the invite code offbook to get your first 7 days free and support this show. There's no shame in getting help, because you're worth it. There's no shame in getting help, because you're worth it.
There's no shame getting help,
because
you are worth it.
You're worth it.
No shame in getting help, because you're worth it.
BetterHelp.
Welcome to the Earwolf Theater. We now present
Off Book,
the improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
Hey, yo, everybody, welcome to Off Book,
the
improvised
musical
podcast
with
Zach
and
Jess.
That
one
is
Zach.
That's me. Hello.
And
that
one
is
Jess. That is me.
McKenna.
Thanks, Reno.
This is a good way to do it every time because it's efficient and normal.
And that's what people come to Off Book for, efficiency
and
normality.
Normalcy, normality. Both are words.
Both are words.
They are now.
Yeah.
Cool.
Cool.
End of episode. We did it. Also with us, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings, Scott Passarella on the keys, Engineer Brett,
Producer Dana. It's like a kid's show where like everyone is known by their job title and then first name. Yeah. Like Fireman Rick.
Mailman Dana. Yeah. Mail person, excuse me, Rude, 2018.
Grocer Brett. Hey, it's Grocer Brett here to tell us about the food pyramid.
Brett is the grocer of sounds and mixing.
But guys, there is another person in the room, if you can even believe it. We're so excited to have him. He is hilariously talented and funny.
One of the hosts of Punch Up the Jam and a writer on one of the seasons of The Good Place. We are so excited to have him. Demi, did you eat it?
Hello.
Thank you so much.
I'd love to be called Cowboy Demi. Just if
Cowboy Demi.
There's always a cowboy.
Hey, Cowboy Demi.
What's up?
Can you tell the little buckaroos at home what the cows are doing today?
They are grazing, as always.
Well, great.
That's it for Cowboy Demi.
Yep.
I refuse to have the Cowboy Demi segment end at all.
Oh, come on. I'm barely a cowboy. I really just go up to the ranch one day a week and see what's going on and then leave. I just want the title.
Do you have any ranch cattle farm experience at all?
Oh, no.
Hell yeah. Me neither. But like, if you did, do you think you could hack it? I sometimes wonder like if I could hack it as a farmer, and the answer is immediately no, because I'm a frail human. But
so many words went.
They got edited out. Yes. Yeah.
My grandparents own a farm, and the last time I visited them, I was super, super young, and I just remember being like, if I lived here, I would play with these goats every day, and I would get no work done. So I'm sure I could not be a farmer.
Goats are funny.
Goats rule. Goats are really just the funniest animal, I think.
They're great. They're always standing on stuff, mm-hmm. on each other.
Man, they can really stand on the like super narrow ledges.
Yeah, it's kind of scary.
Yeah, you've been on Big Thunder Mountain, be like, look at these.
I mean,
those are goats on Big Thunder Mountain?
They're fake goats, but yeah.
Yeah, there's one with dynamite in his mouth, and he goes, meh. When you go under, there's like a little hill, you go down underneath him on a boulder while he goes, meh.
Oh, that's grim.
He's got like dynamite in his mouth.
Yeah, he lives. He's been there for years and has never chomped on
the air.
You think he'd spit out the dynamite.
Yeah.
I think I've had this conversation before of like I think I would have to try to like just be specialized, right? Because I'm not strong physically, so I'd have to like be really good at a singular task on a ranch.
Yeah.
You know, like could I get so good at mending fences or like – that, you know, I'm an asset.
I feel like no matter what task you do on a farm, though, over time, you're going to become stronger.
Yes.
Because I feel like even people who churn butter, like you churn butter for a while, you're going to be pretty yoked.
You're going to, like, specifically, what's people, this one called?
Bicep?
That's
arm?
The one. The arm muscle.
Ah, the arm.
What's this one called?
This one, the arm muscle.
Listeners at home, can you tell us which one?
Yeah,
Hey, buckaroo, shout out what muscle you think we're talking about.
No, that's a chair. This one? No, that's a water fountain. That's a bicep. Kid shows are fun.
They are.
Did you grow up watching a lot of TV or a little TV or a medium
too
amount?
Too much TV.
Me too.
And then when I'd get in trouble for anything I did, I'd just tell my parents, oh, I learned it from The Simpsons or whatever. And they'd be like, all right, no more watching The Simpsons. And I'd be like, okay.
Backfire.
Yeah.
Backfire.
No, because I knew. I was like, look, you're going to say I can't watch The Simpsons and I'll say I won't, but then I'm going to go upstairs and watch The Simpsons.
Yeah. The first time I ever got grounded was when I was 5 years old and I took a hammer to a brick on our like planter out front and I just – like took the pointy back end of a hammer. I'm sure that has a technical name. And I just started
it's the splick.
Mm.
That is also the bicep, actually.
Yeah, it's the bicep of the hammer.
Yes.
Also known as the splick.
The splick.
And I started just like pounding away at this brick for no reason. Like, I don't know what
you're
I was
doing
thinking.
Work.
But that's what I was like playing at work. I was like, ugh, another rough day beating this brick up. And my dad came out and he was like, what are you doing? And I was like, playing at work, beating this brick up. And they're like, no, you're grounded. And I was like, this is new. And my being grounded was no TV. But I remember my dad was like, I don't remember where the rest of my family was, but it was just me and my dad. And I was like, listen, Dad, let me level with you. Isn't it punishment for me to just watch the news with you?
Ooh.
So I can have TV, but I'll just like watch what you want to watch because that's horrible. Because at even five, I would rather watch anything on TV rather than nothing.
You're like, I need some sort of visual stimuli or I'm just going to go outside and keep beating bricks with splicks.
When you left me alone in my imagination, I beat a brick up for no reason.
Right. So you got to watch the news. Watching the news is what keeps kids safe.
And he was like, all right. He caved so easily. And then, like, I think I was able to walk it back of, like, Dad, I don't even like Kids Incorporated. So it'd be basically punishment
for me to watch Kids Incorporated.
And he was like, whatever. Just don't do that again. I was like, okay.
It worked?
Yes. I was 5. You know what I mean? Like, how hard do you punish a 5-year-old,
true,
really?
It's we more cut about- to a jail for 5-year-olds. All these 5-year-olds are in jail. That's how hard you punish 5-year-olds.
Hey, Trevor,
Sarah?
Are you gonna finish your peas?
No, you can have them.
Oh, thanks.
Hey, Sarah.
Yeah?
What are you in for?
Me? It's pretty rough and tumble if you are ready for it.
Yeah, I mean, we're all monsters in here, so why don't you tell me what you did, then I'll tell you what I did.
Okay.
But hold on. Brandon, come over here.
Yeah.
Sarah's gonna tell what she did.
Oh, yeah, tell us what you're in for.
Yeah, I'll tell you what I'm in for. Wanna hear what I'm in for?
Yeah.
Wanna hear what I'm in for?
Sure do.
It's a dad story. Bad story, that's what's in store. You wanna hear what I'm in for? You wanna hear what you're in for? It's a bad story, that's what's in store. This is what I'm in for. Told me I wasn't allowed to chew any more gum, but then I had a stick, I had another stick, yeah, I had some more. And then I went to bed with that gum, it was still in between my teeth.
What?
And you won't believe what happened next, the horrors I did reap. I got that gum in my hair.
Gum in your hair.
At first lied about it like I didn't care. I said, Mom, there's no gum anywhere. I don't have gum in my hair. That's why I'm in here.
That's what you're in for.
That's what I'm in for.
That's what you're in for. Well, my story is just a little bit worse.
Whoa.
The kind of story to make you wish you were dead and in the back of a hearse.
What? No.
I was in my living room and the dog was running around, but then I saw something outside and I had to investigate that sound. So I opened the door and went into the yard. It turns out the sound was a fire truck, and I waved at the fire truck as it went by, and I was like, oh, just my luck. And then I got distracted, but what's more, as I was walking around, the dog got out, 'cause I forgot to close the door.
And that's what you're in for.
That's what I'm in for.
That's what you're in for.
That's what I'm in for.
Your dog ran out the
door. It came back later, but my mom was still super sore. And that's what I'm in for.
That's what I'm in for.
I let a dog out when I left open the front door, and that's what I'm in for.
Hey, what about you, Brandon?
Brandon, you don't have to tell. I know your story is the most crazy one of all.
Yeah, but I feel like in the spirit of friendship, I really should.
Yeah, you should.
Thanks, Brandon.
It was the year 2000. I had just got a job.
2000?
I was trading stocks. I was sort of like part of the mob.
What?
I was in a company. You might have heard of it once.
What?
Its name was Enron. And we all got trumped by the law. Because I didn't know you couldn't trade stocks with inside information.
Inside information.
But I did. That's what I'm in for.
That's what you're in for.
I was part of Enron.
That's what you're in for.
Whatever the scandal was, I did it. I'm responsible for the stock crash.
That's what you're in for. That's what Brandon is in for.
Did it when I was 4. Now I'm 5. And still in jail.
Oh, we're having so much fun in the year 2001.
That's right,
we are.
Oh yeah, Brandon, we're sorry about your trade and the mess that it did make. And that's what we are in for.
That's what we're in for.
Also arson.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Well, we love playing with matches.
Yeah, it's very fun.
Lights out! Lights out! It's time for everyone to nap in this jail. I don't want to have to come back and tell you all again.
Oh. But it's only 9 o'clock.
Yeah, it's 2 hours past when lights out usually is.
That's true.
Oh man, the warden is so mean just because he's eight.
I'm the meanest warden? You think this is mean, warden? You ain't even seen what mean warden is yet.
Oh.
You guys got it real easy with your three equal crimes of leaving the door open, putting your gum in hair, and insider trading that crashed the stock market.
And arson.
And also arson. We're more focused on the first one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I understand.
You think you got it bad? It could be so much worse.
Oh, how? Come on, how?
I could not check under the bed.
No!
Before you go to sleep.
But the boogeyman.
I could remove your time playing with the pet mouse whose name is Squeak.
No!
I could put you in a corner.
Don't do that.
And you would scream and shout. I know you're all serving 20 to life, but doesn't mean you can't get a timeout. Things could be worse.
He's a mean, mean warden.
A mean, mean warden.
He's a mean, mean warden.
Oh, meanness I'm sporting. I'm a mean, mean warden. That's not all. I could take all your alphabet blocks.
Don't do
that. You carefully put into words.
We're learning to spell.
And take out all of the important vowels and make your words just absurd.
I know spell things.
I could take your Superman toy and remove one of his arms.
Come on!
How's he gonna punch bad guys all the time? He's lost all his grace and his charm. I'm a mean, mean warden. I'm a mean, mean warden. I could go to the number chart and cross out the threes and fours, and I'm a mean, mean warden. And I could be more me.
Then what you... No.
But I won't if you all go to sleep right now.
Yeah, okay.
Come on, guys. Classic honk shoe maneuver. Shoo.
Shoo.
Shoo. Shoo. Shoo. Shoo. Shoo.
Seems like they're all asleep, so I'll just be on.
Shoo.
Great plan, Sarah.
Great plan,
thanks,
Sarah.
Guys. We gotta get out of
we
here.
We gotta bust, just what I was thinking. We gotta bust out of here
we
tonight.
It's about time.
Yeah. So we don't know how long it'll take, but Superman can't do what he needs to do if he's only got one arm. We gotta get out of here before things turn real sour.
That's true, and they took all my vowel blocks, so I only have about 21 left, I think.
Yep, that's about, I mean.
I can't count.
Hey.
Yeah, 21, but are we counting why?
As a vowel?
Sometimes Y. Did they take the Y block?
I think given the scenario, we shouldn't count the Y block.
Yeah. Well, that's good, but do you have the Y block?
I did lose the Y block a
no!
while ago.
No! You lost crucial. It on your own?
It was crucial to our plan.
Oh, but no, I had a duplicate of the A block, which is how come I still have 21 blocks.
Oh, great. Okay, so there's still a lot of words we could spell.
Yeah, we could spell ba. Yeah.
We could spell cat.
Nah.
We could spell cat. C-A-T. We can spell bat.
Good.
B-A-T.
Great.
We can spell dog. D-O-G.
No, we took all the vowels.
We can't spell dog.
There's only an A, Brandon.
We could spell dag.
D-A-G.
We can spell rag.
R-A-G.
We can spell mad. M-A-D. We can spell sad.
Oh, words you can spell with A.
Words you can spell with just one A.
If we have one vowel, it's still okay. These are words you can
spell with A.
For example, we can spell ha.
H-A. We can spell hat.
H-A-T.
We can spell bat.
B-A-T.
That is all.
That's right.
Wait.
We can spell all. A-L-L. We can spell ball. B-L-L.
We can spell that.
Wait, we can't spell ball. There's only one of each, and there's only one L.
We can't spell bald.
But, oh, we can't
spell bald.
Yeah.
No, we've really gotten good.
We are getting distracted from our breakout plan.
Yeah,
but I'm very proud of this.
Wait!
We can spell plan. P-L-A-N.
We can spell and.
A-N-D.
We can spell grand.
G-R-A-N-D.
Okay, I didn't know how to spell that one.
Yeah, grand is a more advanced
Let's
one.
Let's make a grand plan to get out of here.
What if we use
Man,
the...
Man, A is super versatile.
It really is.
It really is.
We should sing about all the other vowels, but later.
You seem like you... Yeah, but later.
Later, because we don't have
them. When we chase sweet, sweet freedom, we can sing about all the vowels.
Yeah.
Oh, can you picture it now, guys? Back with our families, back in our own beds, maybe, I don't know, on a beach somewhere in Mexico where the water's real blue.
Yeah, Zihuatanejo.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd love to go to Zihuatanejo.
And I wish I could spell it, but I can't yet.
I know there's an A in it, so maybe we can spell it.
One day. Oh. One day, we can spell Zihuatanejo. One day, we can spell Zihuatanejo.
Unfortunately, that day won't be today, though.
But one day, we can spell Zihuatanejo.
But first, we got to escape.
Okay.
Yeah, we have to. We should really. So here's my idea.
Okay.
What if we take all the blocks and we stack them and then we use it to climb out of the window?
But the window has 2 feet up.
And it has bars on it.
Wait.
What?
Hold on.
We could spell bars? I know, I was thinking that too.
Yeah, we can.
We stack the bars. No, the blocks. Then we get up to the bars. And then, what do we always get every nap time?
A blanket?
And?
Oh, you guys get blankets?
Do you not?
Do you not get a blanket?
No, I get a cookie, which is what I was going to say.
Oh, I don't get a cookie. This is cruel and unusual punishment to not treat us the same.
Yeah, I'm actually starting to think maybe we should focus on reforming this prison.
Yeah. So the first thing that we do when we get out is we'll go to Zihuatanejo.
Yeah.
The second thing that we'll do is reform the prison system.
Yeah.
Prison reform.
We can spell reform. No,
we can't spell reform.
But one day... We can spell prison reform. One day we can spell prison reform. But that day's not today, and we are so forlorn. But one day we'll spell prison reform. But not right now, we gotta get back to this plan.
So we take the blocks and we stack them up and we get up to that window.
Okay.
Yeah. We use our blankets and we tie it around and we use the leverage to pull the bar out of the window with the blanket. We eat the cookie for energy.
Yeah.
And we're out of here home free.
Well, can we eat the cookie first?
Yeah, let's eat the cookie first.
Okay, well,
then we'll stack up the blocks.
Okay, you're right.
Okay, then we'll use the cheap. Oh, do you have the cookie one now?
Okay, so I did.
Oh, the warden.
Hongshu.
What's going on, honey? This is your jail cell.
Hongshu.
There were Hongshus a second ago, but they stopped. Everybody up.
Whoa, rub the sleep out of my little eyes.
Yeah, I was dreaming.
Everyone's got to get out of this room right now.
Oh, out of the nap room and back to the
cell?
We're
having a lice check outside of the front lawn.
No, not a lice check.
Yeah, there's been a lice infestation in rooms 8 and 9.
I think I'm in 5.
Everyone's getting checked.
Okay.
Oh, dang.
Lice check. Oh, the warden's gone. He's telling everyone about the lice check. Listen, guys, this is even better. They're going to take us outside for a lice check.
And we pretend we have lice.
No, we just make a run for it.
Yeah.
Oh, but what about all the guards?
We pretend we have lice, and then the guards will be like, ew, I don't want lice.
Yeah.
And then we make a run for it.
They don't want cooties from the lice.
Yeah, but all right, let's try it, and we'll see what happens. Wait, guys, here. I've been saving this in my pocket from 4 nights ago when we had rice for dinner.
Oh, I remember when we had rice for dinner.
That was great.
Yeah.
What is it?
Well, I'm just saying it's rice.
Oh, it's rice.
Oh, we should
put it on our heads so
it'll
look at light.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. Here you go.
Put it in.
What was that?
It's a small bat. Don't worry about it. It's gone.
You can spell
bat.
B-A-T.
Go, guys.
Okay.
Okay. Everyone's lining up. Let's go out. All right, everyone, step right up. Step right up. We're gonna run a comb through your hair, check for lice.
Sure thing, Warden.
I'm not the warden. I'm an older man with a lower voice.
Oh, okay.
He's 10.
Can't you tell I'm 10 years old?
I didn't realize.
No, you didn't realize.
I'm sorry.
What's this I see in your hair? You got lice. Lice alert over to the left side. You got lice.
Oh, no. I got lice.
How about you?
Me? Oh, no. I don't think I've itched in days.
There's a bunch of clumpy lice up in your hair.
Oh, no.
Oh, you go over to the left side. Hey, what about me, big man? You want to check my hair? Don't you give me trouble. You're
be
always
cool,
giving me
Trevor.
Trouble.
He also has lice.
Be cool, Trevor.
Put your big, dumb, greasy fingers
get
through my
through
hair.
Get through this life check for your life. Be cool, Trevor.
You gotta be chill.
Be cool, Trevor.
Don't lose your cool.
Get through this life check. It's a life check for your life.
Hey, big guard. There's a brain sucker on your head. Do you know what it's doing?
What?
Starving to death.
No!
Oh, you, I'm putting in a special third line.
No!
Time
be
out.
Be cool, Trevor. We said to be cool, Trevor.
Be cool.
Be cool for this lice check for your life.
Lice check for your life.
Be cool, Trevor.
Get in that line.
Be cool, Trevor. Be cool in this lice check. For your life. Oh no, Brandon. He didn't get sent over with us, and there's this big hole in the fence where you and I could just run away right now, but should we stay and help Trevor?
Well, what would Trevor do for us?
I don't know. It's hard to know. You think you know a guy, but then he makes a brain-sucking joke at the most inopportune moment.
Yeah. Guys, get out of here. Don't stay for me. Go and live your lives on the outside. Spell Ziwatadeho. Spell prison reform.
I could never spell Ziwatanejo without T-R-E-V-O-R. I could never spell it without you. I could never spell Ziwatanejo without T-R-E-V-O-R. I'm staying to save you.
Save me.
That's what we'll do.
That's what you'll do. You guys are sure there's an opening to your freedom right now.
Opening's too small for my fingers anyway. So I'm gonna stay.
We gotta stay. We are all friends. I can't spell prison reform without B-S-T-F-R-I-N-D-S.
I don't know enough letters to fact check that, but I think it's true. And I wouldn't want to live in Ziwatanejo without either of you.
Back inside. Lice check is over. Those of you that have lice, report to the showers for special licey shampoo. Except for you,
shampoo.
Trevor. You go to a special shower all alone by yourself.
Quick, Brandon. Let's hide over here.
Okay.
And we hid. So now we're just like behind this bush.
I feel like we should
follow Trevor.
I don't know. I feel because we did get put in the line with lice.
I got an idea.
Okay.
You ready for this?
Yeah.
Now, I know that the people who run this prison are only a few years older than us, but they still got some. They got some inches on us. I think it might be time for us to do a classic two kids in one trench coat.
Oh, that's a great idea. They're never gonna see it coming.
Two kids in a trench coat.
A classic move that's never
been defeated. Two kids in a coat. Two kids in a trench coat. Two kids in a coat. Two kids in a trench coat.
Two kids.
Two kids in a coat. Two kids in a trench coat. Two kids in a coat.
Oh, I'm just a grown man walking by, looking at all these goats. But it's very, very hot outside, so I think I'll take off my coat. And I'll throw it into this prison here to just keep it up on the wall. I wouldn't want it on the ground where that's where mud is after all.
Two kids in a trench coat.
Two kids in a coat.
Two kids in a trench coat. We better grab this coat.
Yeah, we're gonna grab the coat and I'll get on your shoulders. And we can walk around. We're gonna find a way out of here, but we just gotta stay off the ground. You'll be on top or I'll be on the bottom, or maybe we can flip it around. But I know that we gotta do this, and I cannot make a sound.
Two kids in a trench coat. Two kids in a coat. Two kids in a trench coat.
Two kids in a coat. Just keep your eyes above and keep on a smile. As we walk down and we walk down all these prison aisles. And we gotta use this new height, and you know that it gives us power. That we can go and find our friend while he's in that lacy shower.
Two kids in a trench coat. Two kids in a coat.
Two kids in a trench coat. Two kids in a coat. Two kids in a trench coat. Two kids in a coat.
Two kids in a trench coat.
Two kids in a coat.
Will the children be able to solve this problem of finding their friend by disguising themselves in a trench coat? Will all of these children escape the prison system unscathed and be able to reform it? Find out when we return from the intermission after...
Shawshank Redemption!
The musical!
Lullaby and goodnight. It's a time I go to sleep. Meow, meow, meow. I sing, sing a little lullaby.
Meow, meow.
I'm a cat. You're a cat. We are two.
Cats. Cats. Oh, I had to shoo away all those cats. They wanted to sleep so bad because they were on a Lisa mattress. That's what this ad is about.
You knew it. As soon as you heard that honk shoo, you thought, here comes a Lisa ad, and you were right. Guys, you know we love Lisa because they have a great product and they also have a great mission.
Can we talk about it?
Okay, for one second.
It's got so many layers of foam. It's got 2-inch of uniform top layer for cooling and breathability.
And a 2-inch memory foam middle layer for body contouring and pressure relief.
A 6-inch dense core support foam for durability and structure. Meow, meow, meow.
We know now. Shoo, cats.
Meow.
Meow.
Lisa is continuing to expand its offering, including the Lisa pillow, blanket, foundation, and frame. No wonder it's Forbes Top 20 Startup, so watch!
Try a Lisa mattress in your own home for 100 nights risk-free. It's available in the US, UK, Canada, and Germany online. Again, no comma there, guys. We're talking about the digital country of Germany online. With free shipping, this 100% American-made mattress ships compressed in a box right to your door, or in Germany online, shipped right to das door.
Try it at the Lisa Dream Gallery in Soho, NYC, and Virginia Beach, and over 80 West Elm stores nationwide. Get 100% off when you go to leesa.com/offbook.
I'm going to stop you real quick. It's not 100% off. It's $100 off when you go to leesa.com/offbook. The reason I was on the lookout for that is because I have done it before.
You get 100% off that $100.
That's true. You get 100% of $100 off.
Can we have some of the dollars?
Yes, cats, you can have some of the dollars.
Meow, meow, meow.
Welcome back!
Brendan and Sarah had been making a plan to get out of that prison. And they'd finally gone with the classic two kids in a trench coat. Then they were off to get that trench coat and figure out which one of them was stacked on top. Now me, as the only adult in this prison full of little tykes, I knew that plan was never gonna work. But who was I to crush their little inmate dreams?
I'm sorry, can I help you? The prison is closed to...
We just wanted to see if there was a...
Just you.
I mean, I just wanted to see if there was a...
Oh my God, are you royalty? You spoke in the royal we. Are you royal? I mean, the prison is closed, but I guess for royalty...
Go with it!
Yeah.
Wait, what are you doing on the inside of the prison wall, Mr. Royalty?
Well... I'm a king.
Oh, Chuck, what's going on over here?
Oh, there's a king here.
A king?
Bartholomew?
A king inside the prison?
A king inside the prison.
A prison in this king?
Here is the thing, it seems we accidentally incarcerated some royalty. There's a prison around this king.
Oh no!
Sure did. I'm a king and I'm visiting, and I came here with my son.
Oh!
I think his name is Trevor. Yeah, Trevor, that's the one.
Oh, Trevor!
So if you could grab Trevor, then I will be on my kingly way. And I need him right now, so please get him out today.
Oh my goodness, I can't believe there's a king inside this prison.
There's a
prison round this king. There's a king inside this prison. There's a prison round this king. His little princely son we immediately must bring.
There's a king inside this prison and a prison around this king.
Oh, we'll go right away.
Thank you.
Just follow me this way.
Sure thing, man.
In solitary confinement, it's a room that's all alone, and it's kind of hard to get to, so just follow if you can. Follow me right down this hall. It's the longest hallway of all the halls of all.
It's a prison, and I'm in it, and I gotta grab my son and leave. We have to go back to our kingdom. I wish that I could stay, but really...
Well, what's the name of your kingdom?
Oh, I don't think I should tell you.
Yeah, good. It's top secret.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a secret
kingdom.
Oh.
There's a secret in the king, and the king inside the prison, and the prison around the king, and the king, he has a secret.
Yeah.
I wouldn't hate to if he has a secret, keep it. The prison in the king, and the king, and
that's
the secret.
Secret.
Here we are. Oh, hold on. There's so very, very, very many keys that open this.
Whoa,
this
careful.
Door.
Yeah, take your time.
Careful.
Okay.
Oh, we don't want to drop anything.
Oh, please don't drop. Oh, okay, you dropped at least one of the
keys. You just see a bunch of keys on a ring.
Is there another way to get into the cell very quickly?
Oh.
Yeah, I guess we could just...
Let me think, just for a little tick, because this king in the prison would like it to be quick, and he'd like to get his son is all alone, and there has to be another way for us to be alone, and I will just take this ticket, and I'll get on a bus, and I'll get better ideas. Yes, if you trust, secret as a king, and the king as a secret, I'm sorry, I'm only six.
Yeah, so we will take those tickets, and we'll both get on a bus,
Wait.
And we'll leave you with the key ring, and there won't be any fuss.
Hey, don't.
So you can have the keys, and we will both go. We'll get on a bus and ride off in the snow.
Hey, that's a lot of pressure. I can't run this stinking jail. I'm only 12. I know I'm a king, but oh well. If you are leaving here and you're getting on a bus, then run this prison. Well, I guess I must.
Bye!
Bye.
Oh.
Get off my shoulders.
Okay.
This worked out better than we could have hoped. They gave us the key to all the prison cells.
Yeah, but this is just going to add on more things for us when we're reforming the prison, because now there's absolutely no system in place to... It's fine.
Sometimes, isn't that easier? Think of, like, all the red tape we're skipping.
Yeah, but also, what about the anarchy that the prison will descend into once we've left?
Well, you know one way around that.
No.
You're not thinking what I'm thinking?
What are you thinking?
Just ring of keys. Oh, this ring of keys.
Oh, that ring of keys.
We could just let everyone free.
Yeah. Hey, Trevor.
What?
Trevor. Oh, here. I found it.
You don't have to whisper. It's just us.
Whispering. This is my voice.
Oh.
I've been in here a long time.
Wow, prison's made you sultry.
Those 20 minutes have really affected you.
Oh, I don't even know what the outside's like anymore. Who are you?
It's your best friends.
Yeah.
Sarah and Brandon.
I'm Brandon.
Here.
Oh, I can't come out anymore.
Why not?
I'm not fit for the outside world.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you are.
I've been here for 20 minutes and it's changed who I am completely.
Oh, no. Trevor.
Wait, hold on.
Come back to us.
Who are you now?
Just a ghost with a raspy, raspy throat. And the owner's glad that you unlocked the locks, but I'm just a ghost.
He's just a
with
ghost.
A raspy, raspy throat.
Ooh.
And the only thing that can bring me back is a juice box. I need a juice box. I need a juice box.
He needs a juice box.
I can't be the same if I don't get a juice box. Please get me a juice box.
Get a juice box.
Get a juice box.
Get a juice box.
Until you do, I'm still behind two locks.
Oh, all right. We gotta save our friend who's a ghost with a raspy throat. We did that all that work, two kids in a coat. We gotta undo all the locks with the juice box. Oh, yeah. Oh, we're having so much fun in 2001. Do you think he'd settle for a caprice as a son?
Yeah, that would be fine.
Good. I'm glad you're not a slouch and you'd settle for a juice pouch.
For a juice pouch.
For a juice pouch.
I'm not one to look a gift horse in the mouth. I would settle for a juice pouch.
But
only those two things, any flavor. But I won't take any others. I won't take any candy. I guess unless it's Gushers, I'd settle for Gushers.
We don't have any Gushers.
Basically any sweet liquid.
All right, we'll be right back.
Yeah.
Quick, Brandon, follow me.
Okay.
You guys are gonna need some help if you need to get a juice box.
Oh no, it's the cafeteria kid.
It's me, Evil Bethany.
Evil Bethany, listen, you gave yourself that nickname, which, first of all, it's so weird to, like, ask people to call you a nickname.
Call me Evil Bethany.
I think you're very
evil
nice,
Bethany,
though.
Evil Bethany, could we please just have a juice box? We know it's not snack time or meal time, but could we please have one juice box or a juice pouch or Gushers?
Sure. Evil Bethany's got all those things.
Okay, thank you.
What's in it for me?
How about this? We'll free you.
Yeah.
We'll free you.
Yeah, that'll work.
Okay.
Oh, perfect.
Great. That was a very easy negotiation.
Oh, I think we should go with what he asked for first.
A juice box?
You should take the juice box.
Okay, what kinds do you have?
Yeah, what are we working with here?
I got a Minute Maid apple.
No, that's kind of boring.
No. A Minute Maid orange.
That's, no.
It's too acidic.
Yeah.
Those are the two that I have.
Okay.
Oh, no.
All right, we'll go with apple. Juice box.
I got one more.
Oh, what is it?
It's not a juice box.
Is it a pouch?
No, it's a box. It just ain't juiced. Evil Bethany had to work pretty hard to get this in here.
What's in the box?
What is it?
Coconut water.
Oh, no.
It'll be definitely 14 years before anybody really catches on to that.
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
Here in 2001, that idea is disgusting.
That is crazy.
Really good.
Coconuts only belong on those cookies that my sister sells every so often.
Well, you've made a powerful enemy this day.
Wait, what?
I made this coconut water all myself, and so I'm ringing the alarm.
No!
I'll give you a head start. Get out and get your foot. Well, actually, no, I'm not going to ring the alarm, actually. I take it back. Alarm off.
Hey.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you.
Okay, Evil Bethany?
Yeah?
I think you need to look at yourself.
I know, I got crazy for a second.
What do you want?
I want friends.
Oh, well, then why don't you come
don't
with us?
Don't laugh at my idea of putting coconut water in a box.
I'm sorry.
That was rude of us.
It's just that it's a bit... It takes like a couple tastes before you like it, and we just don't have that kind of time. Our friend Trevor is really losing himself.
Fine,
and also
take this juice box then.
There's nothing wrong with regular water. It didn't need to be innovated. I'm just saying.
We had her, and then we lost her.
I'm sorry. Sometimes I let my mind run.
Fine, I'ma come with you, Evil Bethany.
Thank you.
All right, let's go.
Trevor, we're back.
What? Who's there?
Come on.
I feel like I haven't heard another voice in so long.
It's been maybe 3 minutes.
3 minutes. Come on, man. And listen, we brought you three choices of
Soraya,
juice.
Soraya, Brandon, is that you?
Soraya.
Sarah and Brandon.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Oh, no.
What is this?
We got apple and orange, and we got
coconut
water.
That's disgusting. You've made a powerful enemy this
Trevor,
day.
No.
Okay. Just try it, though. You'll like it.
I'll take a sip.
Yeah, you drink first.
Okay.
I'm the one who's been in solitary confinement, but you should take a sip.
All right.
Well, you can have this apple. Do you want this apple?
You can also have the rest of it after I take a sip.
Yeah, can I have it?
Yeah.
Sure.
Are you sick? Do you have a cold?
Well, I was tested for lice recently, but they didn't get further than that.
I'm not worried about getting lice from the straw.
Okay, then yeah, no, I'm good.
Also, we planted the rice on your head, so you don't have lice.
I forgot about that. I get a little caught up in the schemes sometimes. Let me just take a sip of the coconut
That's how
water.
We got caught in insider trading, remember?
Yeah.
He forgot the laws.
I frequently forget that is what you are in jail for.
Yeah.
You're so smart.
I don't know a lot about a lot of things, and it gets me in trouble sometimes.
I just wish that there was a little bit more guidance for people like me who are young but still want to do adult things. I wish there was a guidebook before I flew a plane. I wish that someone made coconut water that wouldn't make me feel insane. I wish that before I joined Enron, they'd tell me not to do it. I wish I didn't join a law firm of how do we and who it.
Wish there were boundaries and rules.
Boundaries and rules.
Life would be more cool if there were boundaries and rules.
Sure would.
Yeah, I get it. You know, it sounds like a drink and you could have it in a cup. It kind of sounds like you just need to grow up. Maybe you should leave that business world and come and back play with boys and girls. Say farewell to the boardroom. Say hello to the playground. Maybe then lesson slowly over time you will have found.
You'll still have boundaries and rules. Boundaries and rules.
Life will be so much more cool with boundaries and rules.
When I'm in a tight, when I need that juice.
Oh gosh, Tueva.
My throat's too dry, so give me the juice and you want me.
Guys, we gotta get out of here now.
There we is.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
We missed you, buddy.
All right,
listen. We got this wing of keys. Oh! And we can flee every kid in this jail. Because you know what? I've been thinking. Boundaries and rules, they're cool as hell. But too many of them with high punishment, well, they don't make no sense. And I think we can start our prison reform today, right now, and by saying kids shouldn't even be in jail.
I think that's right. There shouldn't be kids in jail. Here, give me those keys. Wait,
hold on. We're all free.
This last cell doesn't have a kid in it. There's an adult man in this cell.
Oh, hello there, children.
Who are you?
Well, my name's Morgan Freeman, the actor.
Morgan Freeman, why are you in jail? You're so prolific, and we think of you as, when I think of God, I really think of you.
Sure, a lot of people do. And a few people also think of me as the man from the Now You See Me franchise, and that's what got me into this mess.
I think of you as the guy who's telling me what those penguins are doing.
Yes, that was all. That was one of my jobs as well.
Hey, could you tell me how come Now You See Me 2 wasn't called Now You Don't?
Sure can. You see, if you're gonna make a sequel to a hit to film, you gotta make a plan to title it well. If you're gonna make two movies to come after the first, well, you don't wanna blow it or send it to hell. You gotta know if you're making a sequel.
You're making a sequel.
You gotta have plans for the second and third. And if we called it Now You Don't, what would we call the next one? That would just be absurd.
You're right. You gotta think of everything like it could be a trilogy.
Correct.
You gotta think of everything like it could be a trilogy. Morgan Freeman, there's not a thing you can't teach to me. And you taught me to treat life like a trilogy.
Batman franchise.
Otherwise, you're gonna have to change the title later on. And people are gonna be confused and angry with angry signs standing on your lawn when they said, I thought this was just Star Wars. And now you're calling it A New Hope. That is insane to me. Is this some kind of joke? You've got to plan for a trilogy.
Think anything could be a trilogy. And there's nothing Morgan Freeman can't teach me. Because everything in life could be a trilogy.
Mr. Freeman.
Yes.
We're letting all the kids go from jail right now, because kids shouldn't be in jail.
I concur.
But what should we do with you?
Well, there's a part of my heart that says you should let me go too, but frankly, I saw Now You See Me too, and that was indeed a crime.
Is that why you're in jail?
Yeah. I submitted myself to the police after watching it at the premiere, and I thought...
What was the specific charge that was levied against you?
You don't need a charge. You can just... I mean, I levied my star power to just say, can I sit in one of the jails for a little bit? And they said, we'll put you in the kids' one, since it's very low stakes, but...
Okay. Oh, that's nice. So well, they just... You just wanted some time to reflect.
Yeah, well, it's sort of a vacation.
Tell you...
Hey, wait a second. Have you guys looked in his cell?
Oh.
Look at that beautiful poster.
Oh, yes. That's a poster of the film I loved doing the most, Invictus.
Wow. Wait. Morgan Freeman.
Yes. I bet I see what you're... You're seeing the hole behind the poster, aren't
no,
you?
No.
Oh.
Yes, but also this. When are the other parts of the Invictus trilogy coming out? Because we need two more installments of that movie. Without a doubt, I need to know about that rugby team.
Sure.
And how they taught us all about teamwork. Can be more than playing with a weird kind of football.
Well, I'll tell you, Invictus 2 is coming, but don't keep a close tie to it, because a little thing happened a few years ago, and now the star of it sort of died with it.
Oh.
And now, even though I'm one really on board, fella, now that the subject has died, people won't be happy if I play Nelson Mandela. So we're not doing a sequel to Invictus for now.
Some things don't have a sequel.
Wait, I know.
What?
Invictus is part three, and you're gonna do two prequels to Invictus.
Yeah, you gotta get out of this jail cell to make Invictus parts one and two.
Hey.
Invictus 3 is the one we've all seen, each one of us and all of you.
I'm gonna make a prequel to Invictus. It's gonna have a similar plot. Hey, you kids wanna act in Invictus? Hell, come
yeah.
On, do it. Give it a shot. I need to do a prequel to Invictus.
Prequel to Invictus.
And then Driving Miss Daisy as well.
Driving Miss Daisy.
And after that, I'll do Hereafter. Or was I even in that? I cannot tell.
I know, Mr. Freeman, you've taught us so much.
Thank you.
To surmise it, well, I don't know. Here's just the gist. I can't wait for the two-part prequels to the...
But you've all been reading my website, where I talk about the upcoming films.
Yeah, your development slate is really stacked
it's
for years
stacked
to come.
All the way to 2020.
That's how you already. Yeah, we already know all this.
There's no need to explain it.
No, no need to unpack. We already know everything is a trilogy, and even though we have all these Ring of Keys, oh. We can climb out this hole right now, because that's more fun.
Come on.
That's more fun, like being a kid.
Taneo.
Prison Report.
We can spell bat.
Freedom. We're finally free.
Guys, look. All the blocks we didn't have on the inside.
All the vowels we need.
They're right here.
Wait.
We can finally spell all those words that we wanted to spell.
We can spell friend.
F-R-I-E-N-D. We can spell prism with form.
P-R-I-S-O-N-R-E-F-O-R-M.
And we're together free and now so we can finally spell
C-W-A-T-A-N-N-E-J-J-O
and
Eva.
free.
I am.
We're all free.
I guess we can all go our separate ways now.
But hey, here's what I learned. In this the story, this is only part one of three. Our friendship proved to be the greatest trilogy. Part one, Trevor, the guy with the raspy throat. Parts two and three, Brandon and Sarah, two kids in a trench coat.
Part four, evil Bethany,
that standalone movie we feel mediocre about.
And another standalone Morgan Freeman.
Oh yeah, you're right, evil Bethany, Morgan Freeman, and that mean warden. You're your own trilogy, two trilogies side by side.
Don't forget the spinoffs.
Hey Morgan Freeman, I may just be an evil little girl, but could you do a gift for me as I go out into this world?
Sure.
There's just one thing I want, one thing after all. Narrate what I'm about to do as I get in this hole and crawl.
Sure thing, Bethany. And that's exactly what she did. Bethany got right back in that hole and crawled into the prison and got all the coconut water she made and dragged them right back out of that hole.
And how did I come out of the other side, Morgan Freeman?
Evil Bethany came out of that other side clean after crawling through 500 miles of shit.
Not evil anymore.
She's not evil anymore.
Not evil anymore.
And guys, now we'll start prison reform. There will be no kids in prison.
No kids in jail.
Not a single one.
That's right. We did it. We reformed prison. And maybe when we're older, we can reform it more. But we need to grow up more. Remember?
Yeah.
We gotta learn before we can take on that next step. Let's just go and run in this field and catch butterflies.
You know what, guys? I think I'm gonna send in my letter of resignation to Enron.
Yeah!
That's a great idea, Brandon.
And I'm never gonna chew gum when my mom tells me not to.
Yeah!
I'm always gonna close the door so the dog won't get outside anymore.
And let's all give up arson!
And go to
an accent on one of the letters, I believe.
The end!
That was The Shawshank Redemption. The musical. We'll be back right after this.
Hey, Zach, name something you know about me.
You love to travel.
Ding, ding, ding! You're right.
You love to go all over the place.
Yeah, I love going on trips.
See the world. You want to see every continent.
I do. I'm getting close.
You are a Gryffindor.
That's right.
Are we just more things or do
oh, sorry. Yeah, both of those things are true.
Okay.
I was just going to talk about the travel one because I recently went to Thailand. It made us have to do a bunch of episodes in a short amount of time.
I remember that.
I do want to go to every continent. I love going on little weekend getaways. But you know what? Travel can be stressful. We're experiencing this right now. We're trying to book some travel and it's stressing us out. But you know what's a better way to do it?
I do not what?
Well, like instead we could use Trippin.com.
You use Trippin.com to plan a vacation and you got to find a place to stay that'll make everyone happy for the right price. And it can feel like a full-time job, but with Trippin.com, you don't have to visit a ton of different sites. Just one. Trippin.com lets you search and compare every home from the world's top vacation rental sites in one place to find the best deal on your perfect vacation rental.
Vacation rentals, they offer you more than a hotel. You know, you get more privacy, more space. It's more fun for groups. Everyone can be under one roof with sometimes fully stocked kitchens, extra bedrooms, even some hot tubs.
Hot tubs.
It's all the comforts of a home and then some.
Best of all, at Trippin.com, you can join the millions of travelers who find more savings with rates up to 80% less.
So if you're planning like spring break on the beach in Florida, use Trippin.com.
Can't wait to swim in Lake Tahoe this summer? Use Trippin.com.
Dreaming of sitting on the deck of a Smoky Mountains cabin? It's gotta be Trippin.com.
This year, save time and money when you book the vacation home of your dreams with Trippin.com/offbook.
That's TRIPPING.com/offbook. Find your perfect vacation rental.
Trippin.com/offbook.
Welcome.
welcome back.
Hell yeah.
I should have told you I was going to do that.
I love it a lot.
Well, come back.
Demi, your Morgan Freeman is very, very
good. Oh, thank you.
And funny.
When he dies, I'm taking over.
Hell yeah.
Like a Santa Claus scenario. So yes. I will be the one to kill him.
Yeah.
He will accidentally fall off your roof, and you'll put on his suit, and then
yeah,
that's it. Dave Krumholtz will explain, and then...
Hey, we're shooting Invictus 2 on my roof, so meet at 6 a.m.
Invictus 1.
Oh, sorry, 2. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Pre-Victus.
Pre-Victus and pre-Pre-Victus. I love pre-Pre-Victus.
Oh, my gosh. I do have to just cop to, I have to be honest, that while we were singing, I did look up how to spell Zihuatanejo.
Yes, because no one knows how to spell that word off the top
of their head. I would not have guessed that, you know? I would not have guessed that spelling. I just want the audience, I just want to be real and honest that I did
honest
look that up.
Honest is important.
Yeah. That's all.
Yeah.
We're going to do a little new phone who dis.
New phone who dis. This is a segment where we get a text message that sent either to or from Demi's phone, and we just rap about it, and we all rap about it. And Scott ornaments over the beat with his keys, and that's what happens, and we've done it before, and now I've explained it. So now I'd like to hear the tech message. The message that comes from the phone.
So,
guys, steam is coming out of Zach's ears.
In literally just now, this segment, I got a text.
Hey-o.
So, I'm now going to read that one because it tells a lot about me. Hey, what's your ETA?
Oh no.
It's fine.
Let's do it.
That's yeah, awesome. Let's.
ETA.
ETA.
A.
ETA.
You know, gotta be punctual for your survival. What's your estimated time of arrival? But also, what's your edible terrarium of apples? What's your ETA? I gotta grapple.
Did you even taste apes? You don't ETA. No way. When are you gonna get here to the zoo? I've been waiting for you. I got some things to do.
Well, my outfit needs sorting, and I'm late because of a podcast recording, so I'm gonna text you back in a minute. Let me clear this up. It'll just take a minute, really.
ETA? What's your
ETA?
Can I get your
ETA?
Because I'm fretting from your
ETA.
Yeah, I'm like out in the woods, and I don't stand the chance because of every terrible avalanche. There's too much snow coming down from the hill. That's an ETA, and it's luck to kill.
Yo, and now I am feeling this motion out here. You know I am stuck on the ocean, and I need every tube available so that I can float.
And I'm out here at a candlelight vigil, and my phone is almost dying, and it's got low signal. And I'm here because my brother recently passed. So give me a few minutes, and I'll fill up my gas tank.
Yo, I'm out here, there is a snake. I'm trying to hit it with the rake, but I can't. This snake makes me madder and madder. I'm trying to get this extra tricky adder. It's an ETA. What's that?
ETA.
A sneaky snake is an
ETA.
Yeah,
ETA.
Oh, you know, and this is... Yo, okay, yo, this is the song. You know what? Off book, this is where we belong, because we're Earwolf Team Apparent. Yeah, and that I'm sharing it. We're here at that Earwolf Team, and it's apparent. And I'm about to ETA up in this podcast every day.
I want to be a bird, but not a good one, son. I want to be a bird that is evil. Yeah, yeah. That is my vocation. I want to have evil toucan aspirations. Yeah, that's the ETA that I'm talking about. I'm gonna be an evil toucan, no doubt.
E.T. ate my pieces. I fucking hate this kid. He's sort of evil. But now, I think he's sort of a masshole. In fact, he's some sort of extraterrestrial asshole.
Yo, is E.T. CG? We don't know. We know that E.T. he is an asshole, though. E.T. Steven Spielberg, why'd you do that? Now this alien with his finger makes me too mad.
Also, this is my thesis. I prefer Reese's Pieces to M&M's or even a Reese's Cup. Yo, I'm laying that down, and that's what's up. That's my edible, tangible, a story. Yo.
Hot damn, I couldn't think of an A word, so absurd.
M&M's are good, but I must remind her they are an extra tasty appetizer.
Hell yeah.
Reese's Pieces, those are alright if you like chocolate, but get that peanut butter out of my
Let
sight.
Let me end this little rap vocation. It's the end, terminus, annihilation. Take that beat out. We were talking about ETA. Demi! That's it. We're done. You did
thank
it.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, my
me.
Gosh.
Man, you were so killer.
This was a blast.
Demi Adejuyibe, thank you so much for being on the show. People, go and find him. Where can they find you?
You can find me at ElectroLemon on Twitter, on Instagram, whatever.
Yeah, and you should.
Go there and go specifically find a Lando Calrissian rap that was released recently.
Yeah.
Recently. It's so funny.
Thank
go find
you.
It. And then it will take you to a wormhole of a whole bunch of other wonderful, wonderful things.
Yes.
Find it.
Thank you, Scott Passarella on keys. Thank you, engineer Brett. Thank you, producer Dana. Thank you.
Thank you, Cowboy Demi.
Thank you, Cowboy Demi.
And thank you, Zosher Brett.
Hey, thank you. And we will now end as we end every show by saying, tissues in a box, more like
juice behind two locks.
That's right. Bye.
I'm Cameron Esposito.
And I'm Maria Butcher.
And we're stoked to bring our long-running stand-up podcast, Put Your Hands Together, to Earwolf.
Yay!
Every week we record PYHT live here at the UCB Theater in Los Angeles.
Recently, we've had sets or chats from folks like Sarah Silverman and Hari Kondabolu.
We've had Earwolf faves like Paul F. Tompkins, James Adomian, Nicole Byer. It's the opportunity to be at a live stand-up show hosted by two wives in your ears, wherever you live. You can listen or subscribe right now on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or earwolf.com.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Chris Bannon, and Colin Anderson. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.